May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Please be seated. Well, even after those lessons, Happy New Year. Today is the first day of Advent and the first day of the church's new year. And actually, by the time we're finished, we understand that we have a lot to rejoice about. We don't have to be fearful. I have to admit, from Isaiah, I love the opening line. Just the very first half line. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. And even when I was little, I, you know, like as a kid would think, I always thought that'd be so cool to have Jesus actually like peek through the clouds and say, "Hi, I'm back." I would enjoy it. I thought I would then too. So, but anyway, in the Old Testament, we hear the Jewish thought. The utter terror and destruction that is supposed to be the end of the world, that they felt that the world was in such, meaning the people, deplorable state, that there was absolutely no hope. No hope. And so that they felt that God should just, you know, destroy everything and start all over. Well, we have Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is our hope, and that's not the way it is. As we look at 1 Corinthians, as we look at 1 Corinthians, where it says, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will strengthen you. And that really correlates with the collar, putting on the armor of light. That's what putting on the armor of light is, having our spiritual gifts, realizing our spiritual gifts, and then using them for the good of everyone, and because we love the Lord. And that is our good news. From the gospel, we learn a lot. When we go down to the verse where it says, from the fig tree, learn its lessons, there's a couple of things we can say about that. There's another fig tree parable, and that's when Jesus destroys the fig tree. And I know that upsets people, but the point of that is when we are in the presence of God, when earth is in the face-to-face presence of God, and that's what Jesus was. He was walking around. He was God. He was man, but he was God. Everything should recognize his presence. And the fig tree didn't do what it was supposed to do, and so it was destroyed. Now, in this lesson, the fig tree for us is we're supposed to look at it, see that it's blooming, and that the branches are becoming tender. And what does that mean? Leaves are going to happen. What does that mean? We know that summer is coming. Being prepared is knowing God as well as we can see and understand and know the changes in the seasons. How about this? For people, and I'm not picking on anybody, no age groups here, don't worry. But how about the Xbox games? You know, and I know a lot of adults that play them. And you know all these different, I'm not good at that. But all these different rules and games, and you meet a lot of people, and they're really fun, I'm sure. But do we know Jesus Christ as well as we know our Xbox games? Do we know Jesus Christ as well as we know the TV listings? Do we know Jesus Christ as well as we know the list of bestsellers in books, or the movies that come out? Or how about
of lyrics in songs from the past, from now, or even now? Do we know Jesus inside and out? And that's what the Advent challenge is. That is putting on the armor of Christ, knowing Christ better than anything else or anyone else. So anyway, Jesus goes on to even explain about the second coming. He says, but nobody knows when it's going to happen. That's a clue to us to be content, not to worry about the second coming, not to be obsessive about the second coming, and definitely not to be afraid of the second coming, because it's our Lord and Savior that's coming. We don't have to be worried. We don't have to be afraid. As long as we are aware of our sins, confess them, and try our best, and God knows us inside and out better than we even will admit to ourselves. But we don't have to have fear. We don't have to be hysterical. In fact, that's why I picked the processional, rejoice, rejoice, believers. We can rejoice because we have no fear, because we have Jesus Christ. And when the choir was practicing their communion hymn, here's another message in the same thing. In silence we wait for the day of God's mercy. Jesus Christ is mercy. Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is peace. He is love. We really don't have to fear at all. So our Advent lesson is all about being ready. We can start today, like we do on January 1st when we have our New Year's resolutions. Well, we can start our Jesus resolutions today. Rethink what we can do or what we maybe should leave out what we're doing. Definitely pray. Definitely pray. Because the more we listen to God, the more we tell God about ourselves, the better relationship we have. And nothing that we say to God is wrong, because God wants us to talk to Him. And as we grow spiritually, our prayers grow. Sometimes they are great, sometimes they aren't so great. But God loves us all the time. By knowing Jesus, others can tell if we love Jesus by what we do, by who we are, by how we help others, by how we are aware of the needs in our own family, with our friends, with our church, with our hospital, anywhere we work. It's how we conduct ourselves as Christians. So Jesus warns us, but also it's a gentle reminder. Be alert, pray, care, love, and do, and worship always God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Please pray for me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for Jesus' first coming, for the first Christmas. We thank you for his life, all he teaches, all he has healed in us then and now and in the future. We thank you for his death. We thank you for his resurrection. We thank you for your love and in the salvation that you give us. Help our faith to grow stronger and stronger so that we can truly love and serve you, and truly love and serve each other. Today being the first day of the church year, and every